and leaves grew closer, and Reagan's will to survive eclipsed everything else. Her heart beating wildly, she pushed away from the tree and ran. Jill Valdez stood on the back deck of the rented cabin and stared at the wild clash of colors. Fall made the Virginia countryside look like God had painted a glorious masterpiece for everyone to see. If only she didn't feel like God had turned his back on her. 5 years of trying to have children and more medical tests than she could count had brought her to this point. She had tried everything. Prayers, trips to the temple, blessings. Nothing had worked. Nothing had given her the answers she had so desperately wanted. Now she had to face reality, the one she had been avoiding for so long. She would never be a mother. The doctors had presented the finality of that fact more than 2 months ago, but she still struggled with the news. Only days after that last doctor's appointment, she had returned to work as a second-grade teacher, and 3 of her co-workers had announced the exciting news that they were pregnant. A number of others had discussed their latest challenges of daycare and giving up their summer freedoms with their children to come back to work. Jill had remained silent, feeling more and more alone. She tried hard not to be resentful. After all, it wasn't that she begrudged these women their chance to have families. She just wanted to join their ranks. Her husband, Doug, didn't say much, but she knew he was equally disappointed. He seemed to have gotten over the initial shock more quickly, almost as though he was determined to readjust their life plans so they could leave this chapter of disappointment behind them. She suspected he had already resigned himself to the likelihood that they would remain childless long before the doctor had given them the final test results. Jill, on the other hand, had stubbornly clung to every shred of faith that something could change their circumstances, right up until the doctor had told them all hope was lost. Of course, hope wouldn't have been lost if surrogacy or adoption was a possibility, but Doug refused to consider either alternative. Paid surrogacy was illegal in Virginia, so that route was highly unlikely, and every time she tried to broach the subject of adoption, Doug would shut down the conversation. For the first time in her marriage, she felt like there was a huge chasm between them, and neither of them could find the bridge to cross it. This weekend away had been Doug's idea, a chance to recapture some shred of the relationship they had once shared before doctor visits and fertility treatments had consumed their lives. The foundation was still there. She knew it was. In those rare moments when she could forget about their lack of children, her marriage was wonderful. She simply couldn't quite bring herself to envision a life with only the two of them for the next 50 years. She had seen Doug with his nieces and nephews, and had always appreciated how he could get down on their level to play ball or a board game. She had spent the past 7 years teaching other people's children, and now she had no hope of ever teaching her own. The door behind her opened, and she turned to see Doug step outside. He wasn't smiling. His face looked almost dangerous, with his mouth firm and his dark eyes brooding. "Are you okay?" Jill asked. Doug answered her question with one of his own.
"Are you still mad?"
Her stomach clenched as she prepared for what would likely be a repeat of the adoption argument. She had promised herself she wouldn't bring it up this weekend, but how could she hold all of these tumultuous emotions inside? Why should she have to? "I'm not mad. I just don't understand you right now." Jill folded her arms across her chest. "I know you have so much love to give. I don't know why you're so unwilling to consider adoption." His jaw clenched. For a moment, he didn't answer her. But finally, he said wearily,
"You aren't going to let this go, are you?"
"I've tried, Doug. I have. I just don't know how to take a dream that's been a part of me since I was a little girl and set it aside. It's bad enough that we can't have our own kids, but it's hard to accept that you're choosing to keep us childless." He shook his head in obvious frustration and turned his attention toward the trees. Doug tried to understand where Jill was coming from. He wasn't blind to the turmoil this ordeal had put her through.